it's been a difficult history in America with respect to housing policy. You can't point to the good old days of housing policy. It's an area that needs to continue to improve.
That's Rex Richardson, president of SCAG and vice mayor of Long Beach. Last summer, the local governments and agencies that make up SCAG declared racism a public health emergency. This spring, an initiative led by Richardson distributed $1.25 million to nonprofits working to solve the housing crisis in Southern California. $425,000 of those dollars went to Inland Empire groups.
So, you know, I personally believe that government's good at building systems and building programs, and that's what we do. We build systems and programs, and community groups are great at pointing out what's wrong with the systems that you've built and dismantling what doesn't work.
And those things that don't work haven't for a long time and were only worsened by the pandemic. Things like racial segregation, homelessness, and regional housing shortages, says Richardson. Now, as governments are starting to shift to pandemic recovery efforts, the grants were distributed. Richardson said this is so that community groups can be folded into policy planning in an innovative way and help close the growing racial equity gap. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.